Yeah, episode 69, HBC Podcast.
69.
Nice.
The Doug Glatt
of episodes. Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's ever wore that. Probably. Somebody must have wore that somewhere.
I don't know, but if you haven't, you should think about it.
I'm going to look it up.
I mean, I heard the Mustangs might be trying to get new jerseys next year and letting some guys pick numbers. Never know.
Not going to go the old under 25 like last time.
Nope. Lou Lamoriello's gone. We get to go above
it. Yeah, above and beyond.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be rocking 99 next season.
Fuck.
Someone's got to pick 69.
Like, if Ass Man doesn't pick 69.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's got to be. He doesn't get the pick. It's just going to have his name stitched right in. Yeah. Nobody else is going to have a name on their
jersey. It's going to say Ass Man, too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
that would be great. Well, the 2024-2025 season has come to the end for the Mydale Mustangs, and here we are.
You just want to
hot off the pot.
You just want to hit your grinds, your gears.
Huh? I still want to grind my gears.
Hang on. Is it over? I saw the somebody reached out on the socials today. The the Rollo Ramblers want another round at us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They want to kick up the title.
They want Bender Bowl round two.
Only if they have a trophy this time.
We got to schedule around Round Lake and the Dineros are not being pushed out.
Yeah. Nobody's getting paid. Well, we didn't pay anybody last year. We left all the pay guys at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Andrew Desjardins wore number 69 for the Chicago Blackhawks and San Jose Sharks. Good for him.
Nice. Legend.
Nice. I like that.
Him and Mel Engelstad. Only players to wear it in the show.
Melt?
I don't know who that is.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever heard of that guy.
What's the name of the rink in North Dakota? The Ralph Engelstad?
Oh.
I don't even know.
They saw this guy wear number 69 in the NHL and figured they named the rink after his dad or something like that. He raised such a beauty.
Yeah, probably.
Anyways.
So yeah.
So no hope for the Bender Bowl round two?
That's up to Chad and whoever else wants to organize it.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
I am officially retired.
We'll look at some dates and see what the fuck will happen, and we'll go from there. Yeah. How's that sound?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter if you got guys to play or not. And then finding ice shouldn't be a problem, really. But
Wednesday at 8:30. Take it or leave it.
Don't do it Saturday, Sunday like you did last year or whatever it was. We couldn't figure it out that it was a Friday, Saturday, so we had to go there on a Sunday. It was like, fuck.
I don't know. I thought it was all right.
And that's
what it would have been nicer if it was earlier, I thought.
And that's what we discovered at the co-op gas station in Weyburn, sold booze, and we were a little bit fucked by the time we hit Rollo.
And we had the pizzas after.
All stuff fucked the night before.
Yeah. I think half the team.
After Colkey's couch.
Oh, that was that night?
Because we picked him up on the bus, and that's when we were all hawking like,
Colkey's coach, you idiot.
I mean, as fucked up as you were, you still played better than Zach, who had eye surgery and didn't tell us.
Yeah, laser eye surgery. that'll make a difference a little bit.
Yeah.
I swear to God, woke up in the morning, Colkey sent me a Snapchat. I'm like, someone puked on the couch, huh? Who did that? I was like, why are you sending me this? I don't. And he's like, you did this. And I'm like, oh. I didn't think I did that, but all right.
He's probably still mad about that.
Oh, guaranteed.
Yeah,
for sure.
He was pissed.
Whatever happened to that? Did he get a new coach?
No, I think they cleaned her up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they cleaned it, but.
I don't know if I've been in his house.
I don't think he was
definitely there. Been in his garage.
Talon's like, yeah, can we change the subject? Yeah. Do you want me to cut him off, Talon?
I genuinely don't remember doing that. So,
yeah,
it's hearsay. Your word against his.
Yeah, there's no proof that I actually.
It was probably Rylan. He's just blaming you.
Yeah,
he's not mad at him.
There wasn't a write up like the ref said they would do after a hearsay thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Well, there was supposed to be a write-up after game one.
Yeah, what happened there?
And then there was supposed to be a write-up after game two. Because I had a ref tell me, it doesn't matter if it's hearsay or allegedly. It has to be written.
What has on to the be written?
Yeah, like, so Niven calling us a pussy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a write-up. The guy threatening Burke, supposed to be written up.
Yeah, like, my problem is I don't have a problem with people calling each other pussies. Like, I mean,
yeah.
If you're a pussy, you're a pussy. My problem is Sask Hockey and Hockey Canada want to enforce this stuff, but they only seem to want to enforce it on certain people. Yeah. You know, and it's call it whatever you want, but like we're seeing it firsthand. So, I mean, it's not like.
Well, might as well just jump right into it. I mean, have you ever seen a fucking major free interference when a guy has the puck?
Yeah, that was wild.
That's bullshit.
That was a wild call. And like, now he's got a suspension out of it too.
Yeah, like I had.
Yeah, he got a suspension for that hit on Holt. Yeah.
For the hit?
Yeah.
Which I had a ref text me and say, hey, can you clip that? I've never seen this.
I've never heard of a suspension for or a 5-minute major for interference.
And then a suspension.
But mind you, like this is the stuff where like it gets a little dicey, man. Like you got that hit, and then you got a kid.
Yeah. I texted Parker today, said, hey man, you wanna come play the Mooser short tomorrow night? It's like, you wanna come play? Can't, man, still got a concussion. It's like, oh,
that damn. One game.
I know, one game like, for that.
And I'm sorry.
That's the most vicious thing I've ever seen in senior hockey.
He cross-checked him right to the face.
I'm going to send those tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I give her. They're not going to do anything because they don't care. That's the thing with Sask Hockey in the league right now. They're just like, nobody, like, to me, like, those are so dangerous. Like, those plays are so dangerous. And they want to say, well, okay, a kid doesn't have a history or, you know,
that kid had a history in those three games.
But this is what they're saying about Aiden Riddell. He doesn't have a history. I said, I don't care if he doesn't have a history. You know, if you, like, okay, sorry, not to jump to him, but, like, this cross-check, like, that's a dangerous play. Okay, he didn't get hurt, and he had a cage on.
He's got a concussion 3 days later.
Exactly. He damn near passed out on the bench.
Yeah. No, that's. I'm just telling you what I've been told. And so they go on.
You guys got to set the stage a little bit, because, like, what if someone's tuning in, they don't know about that slash, and they don't know about the cross.
Well, which one do you guys want to talk
about? Let's go back to game two, like, where it started.
Tell it to someone who doesn't know anything about it, because I feel like if they're listening, they're lost.
So game two, we're killing a penalty for about... I've had a lot of phone calls about this, about why didn't anybody do anything and all this, right? And, like, you know, people are like, they're trying to take fighting out of hockey and blah, blah, blah. I said... Okay, here's the situation. Let me play it out for you. The guys that were on the ice were killing a penalty for like almost over a minute. Yeah.
Over a minute, yeah.
And it's a bank out. Sterling comes out.
Yeah, I shot it off the glass.
Yeah, and Sterling comes up with the puck.
Basically, he comes out of the box. So the penalty expires.
Yeah.
And all the guys who had been killing for a minute and a half go to the bench.
Yeah. Most of them.
Except me.
Yeah.
I was the only one. And Josh.
Yeah. And so these guys come out, and nobody had really, I don't think anybody had really seen it because it happened like mid-line change, and like the guys that did see it were off, and, you know, it's just one of those situations where when a kid takes his stick and grabs it and chokes up like a golf club and comes from the top rope down and just, like, call it what you want. I don't care if he hit him, didn't hit him, or where it hit him. It's the swing that fucking pisses everybody off. In what world is it okay to grab a hockey stick, choke up, and swing it viciously like it's a weapon and hit someone with it? That's not a hockey play. I don't care what the history of the game was. I don't care what you're mad about. They're saying they're mad because Sterling got Holt in the face or with his stick on a hockey play. Yeah, like, I mean, even if that's what it was, why the fuck would you ever swing your stick like that? You look so stupid. Like, it's just such a stupid play. It's just pure idiot. Like, you're just an idiot for doing that.
I think he got him in the neck.
he. I think from what Sterling said, visor, chin, shoulder, hands.
But the thing is,
so visor first.
The thing for me is even if it didn't hit him, like, you still swung it. Like,
but it didn't. Doesn't. Hit him. He has a massive mark on his neck.
I know. Yeah. And so no match penalty. Like, everybody that's texted me about it, it's like, how is that not a match? I said, I don't know.
And we're trying.
I'm not trying anymore. Like, I don't, like, well, Sterling's okay. And I've emailed the league. I've emailed Sask Hockey, and they've told me whatever. I said, you know what? We do feel like, you know, the First Nations players on our team are being treated unfairly. And I was told it has nothing to do with race and la, da, 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 which, okay, fine. But can you imagine? Hear me out here. I'm going to call it as I see it. Can you imagine if that was Sterling, Jonas, or Josh that swung that stick at Aiden, what they would have gotten?
Yeah, I asked Jonas that. I said, what do you think you would have gotten if you were the one that swung that stick? And he's like, oh, we would have got a lifetime ban.
So, yeah, man. Now let's go to get...
And anybody who's saying that you can't say that. How do you know? I fucking know, okay?
Like, and let's
they fucking suspended Jonas for a fucking hit. Like he hit him, called him interference, and kicked him out of the fucking game. You're going to tell me if he took his stick and swung it like that? Oh, he's got a pass. He's got a pass. I don't give a fuck. You got a pass or not. You can't swing your stick at guys. Like, I don't know.
And then, so let's go to game two where Berkey, you know, bumped into the goalie. He didn't run him. Berkey bumped into him. Maybe intentional. It's warranted for a scrum.
It was a fucking soft bump.
Not to get cross-checked in the fucking head. 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
So let's go to Parker's incident. It was the same fucking guy that cross-checked Parker in the head, that cross-checked Burke in the head. How's that not a fucking history?
Yeah.
Just because he didn't call it.
Well, then they'll say, well, it's not the same refs. It's not the same refs. It shouldn't matter. Anybody refing should just be able to know that that's a dangerous play.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But then, okay, so let's go to Jonas earlier in the year when they suspended him 5 games because Niven called him a pussy.
Yeah.
If you're going to call it in game, whatever, 3 we were in, you have to fucking call it in the playoffs.
Well, in between the benches, they're fucking saying, like, they're trying to get him to say shit. And, like, it's just, they're just agging him. Like, nobody's offended by it. They just know that fucking Sasaki's going to suspend him for it. So they want, like, it's a stupid fucking rule that they suspend guys for that anyway.
But
sure, in minor hockey. Yeah, go ahead. But, like, dude, it's fucking senior hockey.
The problem I have with it, though, if you're going to suspend a guy for call, they said a slur, and then they agreed that pussy was a slur. You got to suspend the guy later in the year, too,
right? Well, like, I mean, look at the OHL and all these leagues. They're suspending guys for shit like that. They suspended a guy for calling a guy a Mennonite for 5 weeks. Yeah. Like, you know, that's Hockey Canada, I'd imagine, involved with that. But, yeah, I don't know. My biggest thing was, like, you know, thank God Sterling was okay and whatever. But, like, anybody swinging a stick like that is just – they need to have a book thrown at them, man. Like, you know, the league has to do something. Like, I was told by Sask Hockey – that they gave what they could give with what was on the game sheet. But if the league itself feels they need to put more on, they can. That's what was told to us. Like, and the league, they didn't.
And, you know, go back to Jonas's suspension earlier in the year. The league gave him 2 or 3 games. I can't remember. And then they're like, Sask Hockey's going to tack on to it.
Yeah. The thing, so what the league told me was, he's going to get 3. But the way it's going to play out, with provincials.
Yeah, but that's irrelevant.
That's what I mean. That's what I said too. It's like, what if we play at, you know, they're assuming we're getting swept and then he's got to go provincials and he misses 2 to 3 games plus the 3 games playoffs. It'd be 5 to 6 games. That's what he's getting. I'm like, yeah, but that's not what you're suspending him for. The way the league's making it seem is that a slash like that is a 3-game suspension.
Games.
Yeah.
Because the one is just for a game misconduct in the last 10, that's automatic.
Yeah, it's a fucking joke.
That doesn't count.
It's a joke. I mean, like,
it's 2 games.
Anybody who says that suspension is right and that's the way it should be you just got blinders on, man. You see things one way, but you're not. The bigger picture is protecting players and showing people for future that. That shit will not be tolerated in this league.
So next year, we got a guy comes back and he's like, you know what? Fuck that guy. It's only 3 games. Sure, I'll take a 3-game holiday.
I'm going to Mexico.
Yeah. Chop. It better be 3 games.
Break his neck or something. And he'll be like, bad play. Like,
let's go to protecting the players. Everybody was kind of like, not shitting on us, but like, why the fuck didn't somebody jump in and do something? Two guys on the ice would have done something. So would have Josh.
Yeah.
All 3 of those guys went to make sure Sterling was okay and call the medics. So anybody that's mad about it,
and honestly, fuck you. If Jonas or Josh or Logan had jumped in and fought the guy, the way the suspension's looking, their suspension would have been heavier than fucking the guy that got slashed.
Exactly.
We were under the thought that, oh, that's pretty bad. Like, the league's definitely going to take care of us on this one. Like, you know, like, rightfully so. And no, they didn't. Sask Hockey and the league turned their backs on that play.
I think the play in game 3 is just as bad, man.
The cross check.
cross-check to Parker?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he didn't swing over his head.
If he didn't have a visor, his whole fucking
it was the second.
He said he got him in the back of the head.
He's got if he doesn't have a cage on, that's broken jaw.
Yeah.
Broken leg.
See, Parker came and I was like, hey, we all seen it. The video shows it's in the front of the face.
It's straight on.
Parker goes to me in the dressing room. I was like, where'd you get it? He's like, I got it in the back of the head. I was like man, no, he did not.
Yeah, he has no idea where he is. Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. It's just, I don't know.
And just before that, we had to
say. And that was, the last part, like that guy was on my cage. Like we were pissing each other off all series. And like, I'm all for, some.
It's playoffs.
It's playoffs. But then when there was the skirmish with Maley, and that guy comes 60 feet across the ice to get in the skirmish, and then Turtle, and then like he jumps on top.
Yeah.
And I guess no minute, and then we end up in a 9-minute penalty kill out of it. It's like that dude traveled 3/4 of the length of the ice to get in that play.
Yeah.
And I know Johnny
did. It's the same kid. It's the same guy.
And I know Johnny Gaudet did do anything, but that's also third man in. Niven was standing right in the scrum. Well, that's four.
I don't know. I guess it's because you know what those guys are doing, but it's like this guy's been doing it the whole time. And like, they talk about for other plays, like boarding and hitting from behind and stuff. They talk about distance traveled or what, if you drop your gloves and you go skate across the ice and fight somebody, you automatically get this instigator. And it's like he basically skated from their bench.
Yeah.
Well, how many times did he do that though? Like in the series, he probably did it like 6 times.
Oh, jump in late?
Yeah.
But then jump in late, like agitate and then turtle.
Yeah, and then get out of there.
Yeah, but what about the one in Cardiff too? Like Josh gets in that fight because he hits Mark, and then Mark comes at him with his gloves off. Josh sits there for a while, takes a couple punches, then drops his gloves.
Did Josh get the instigator?
He got the instigator because they said the hit was what started the fight. Oh, really? And I'm just like, what? And then like the next game, it was fucking a hit that started a fight, and one of our guys dropped the gloves, and they gave him the instigator. So I'm like questioning, and they're like, I was like, well, the hit caused the fight. And the ref looked at me like I had 3 heads. He's like, what are you talking about? That's not a thing. I'm like, okay, thank you for saying that. Like, speak into the microphone.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
It's no different than Brad, too. Like, when that kid jumped Brad sat there and ate punches for how long?
Yeah.
And then had to defend himself because the linesman wouldn't come in.
Yeah.
And then we lost him for a game.
Yeah.
And I had to, I had to guilt, like, what's Buddy's name?
Who?
Our favorite ref.
Flecker?
No. I had to motherfuck that guy into giving the other guy. This is the Brad play. When he's like, wow. I said, like, that's the farthest thing from a willing combatant. He can't, like.
Yeah.
And, well, if I give him an instigator, I'll have to give your guy.
Was it that Von Gold?
What the? Yeah.
He didn't ref. Would have been Loroff, maybe?
It was the young cop.
Oh, before, really? Before his incident.
And it was,
Oh, Vaughn.
I forget what he is like. Well, I'm going to have to give Tomiski a 2-minute for slashing. And it's like, perfect.
Yeah.
You give him 2 for slash, give the other guy the instigator and suspend him for a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or 2 games.
But
it was like,
go back to the bullshit in game 3 against Carlisle. Like, Kane had to go to the hospital.
That one was wild.
That one was interesting. Like, I don't think anybody knew what was going on.
It happened on the lineup of the face-off.
I know, but I don't think the ref saw it because I was talking to.
Yeah, but what do you think happened?
I know what happened.
Yeah,
but like
we all know what happened.
We've all been hitting the junk before.
But we also.
But how many reaction?
Who's taking the draw?
But how many react? How many?
Oh, yeah.
How many react? How many other reaction calls did the refs call those 2 games? Like
you
and he went to the tap hospital on the hand. And
I've never seen anybody get hit in the junk and have to go to the hospital. Which
he
had.
I
a problem going on.
Like
we won't get into that.
No, and from what he described to me, he's like he was a little scared. And then Brad, kind of picks a guy center ice. Niven goes down like he got fucking guy in the rafters sniping at him.
Yeah,
spear.
Yeah, and then is out the next play.
Any sort of tickle on the gloves was a. You got to shake your whole hand. Yeah, and it's like Jesus, man. And then you don't miss a shake.
Well, as soon as they shake their hand, though, then the ref's arm goes up, right? Like. It was immediately. But whatever. I mean, it is what it is.
I mean, we lost.
Yeah. We lost.
We win. We'd still complain, but
less
likely. I just think it's not super I don't know.
It's just unprofessional.
Integral. Like, it's just...
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Well, speaking of unprofessional, I don't know if you guys saw the one Carlisle coach. I have no idea who he is. I've never seen him before in my life, and I've been coaching in this league for a long time. But Friday, was it Friday we played in Mido?
Saturday
we played in Mido.
We went there Tuesday.
So Saturday in Mydale, this guy's like kind of lipping me off a little bit, like after we lost. And I figured it was just a fan or something or like whatever. But I just kind of played it off, like whatever, gave him their beer and walked away. And I was just like, who the fuck's that guy? And then whatever. Next, like the Tuesday, we go to Carlisle and this fucking guy's on the bench. I'm like wearing like a matching fucking college football jacket with Brad Pearson. I'm just like, okay. Must be a coach, I guess. Like, I don't know. And fucking play goes on, and he's just chirping, like, just lipping off and just got a whole bunch to say. And I'm just like, okay, buddy. Like, why are you even talking? Like, I'm not really sure who you are, but whatever. Play goes on, and after the second, they're up quite a few goals. And I can't remember what the score was after the second, but it was like,
six,
yeah, the game's over. He's walking off the ice and he's fucking giving me like the jerk off. Like,
he was on the ice when he did it.
Yeah, he was walking behind Brad. Like, he was at center ice and I was on the bench talking to Cody. And I'm like looking around and I'm like, I said to Cody, yeah, he was like doing the double gluck and fucking. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, and I said to him, I was like, if you, like, I'm yelling across the ice, like, if you've got something to say, like, fucking come over here and say it. Like, I don't know what you're lipping off. And he's just going to town on it. Cody's just like, yeah, clock. just leave it. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Clock. Yeah, man. Like,
that's
it was
on the live bar.
Well, see, I thought it was on the bench. I'm going to clip that shit tonight. Shit,
no, like, man.
Jerking himself off.
So yeah, man. Like,
I want to see that.
But he would have been turned. Like, you know, the camera was on the penalty box.
Oh, no,
the
camera's above our bench.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, then you'd definitely be able to see it. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, he's like winking at me and shit in the third period. I'm like, is this guy like, I think he has a crush on me or something.
He just wants you to.
Well, I think he did. I think he was into me, man. Like, that's why I was so creeped out. Like, I think he might be a little gay, maybe. I'm not sure.
Sounds like he's really gay.
Might be. Like, I don't know. But anyway, so like,
there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah. So he just kept going and I'm just like, whatever. Like, so after the game, you know, you do like, I shook Benny Johnson's hand, you know, and then Johnny Gaudet come over. He's like, happy retirement, whatever. All of a sudden, the fucking Brad Pearson comes over, shake his hand, whatever. And this fucking guy comes over and he like sticks his hand out. He's got this shit-eating grin on his face. He's like winking at me. And I like looked at him. And I'm like, dude, I'm not shaking your fucking hand, man. Like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but I am not shaking your hand. And he's fucking like, I was kind of motherfucking him a little bit, like more than that, but like, and he started winking at me and like whatever again. I'm just like, Brad's like, what's going on here? And I'm like, dude, he's fucking walking off in the second period, jerking off. And Brad's like giving him this stink eye look. And I'm just like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is, man. But like, he is an embarrassment to your team. So I don't know. I found out later he's like the goalie's dad or something. So like, it's one of those like your dad's coaching you in senior hockey situations. And he, I don't know, he's got validation in his life. But yeah, that guy's a, I don't know who the fuck, I don't know who the fuck he is now, but. Yeah,
I think that's probably enough about that series. We fucking all hammered it out.
Yeah. I just want to talk about that coach.
Yeah, I have a.
If anybody knows who he is, let us know.
One more thing.
Well, this isn't a grinds my gears. It's more of like, what do you think of this? So, after the game Saturday, I drive back to Weyburn and I take Brady with me, and he's gonna stay the night at my place. We stop at 7-Eleven. When we're getting into town, and we get a few bags of chips, and we get a couple bottles of Coke Zero so we can make some whiskey and Cokes when we get back. And so we got like three bags of chips and we didn't finish the bags of chips. We go to bed at whatever time when we're done watching Shores.
Don't you dare tell me he took the chips home with him.
So we get to the till, and it's like $30. And like, I got some chicken and I was like, I'll get it. I'll get it. So I bought the chips and we go back to my place. We're hanging out and Sterling's there, we're watching Shorzy, hanging out, having a good old time, and we go to bed at whatever time, and I wake up in the morning, and I was just, I'm looking around, and there's one bag of chips, but we only got into one bag, so there should be one more bag of chips somewhere.
So this guy took the chips home with him, and he didn't even buy the chips.
Sterling did?
No, Brady did.
What a fucker.
Maybe they ate him while you were in bed, Kinger.
That's valid, I guess. I just...
I mean,
that seems like a Brady move for sure.
Yeah. I asked him when I saw him. I was like, you guys ate the other bag of chips? And he's like, no, I took them. I'm like, are you... What?
Ballsy.
I don't even think it's not even the bag of chips that matters. I'm just wondering, like...
He probably didn't, like... He probably slept on your couch with, like, a pillow and a blanket, and he probably just, like, left the blanket on the ground, like, not folded up, too, yeah. And the pillow sitting there. Yeah, yeah. One of those guys, like, didn't fold not up his stuff. Not on the
ground. It was just, they're kind of just...
Just laying on the couch, right? Fuck. Not folded up.
Even yeah. Knees slept on my couch dick. And folded the blanket
yeah,
up.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just, like, common courtesy, eh? That just grinds
now, your ears. Did you find puke in the corner of the couch?
At least you didn't puke over your
No,
couch,
I found a vape pen under the couch.
Yeah, oh, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, the magic stick.
Sterling, he's gonna be looking for that.
I
just hide that
thing in my house. I don't want that thing anywhere near me.
You had to fucking blindfold yourself, get dizzy, and throw it somewhere so you don't know where it is.
Yeah, I just fucking like hit it away somewhere. If I didn't have to take it back to Sterling, I would have just thrown it off the balcony.
Do you guys have a provincial bracket?
I do.
I was not the challenge, but like just the. Can we go?
Oh yeah, I can go find it.
But oh, yeah. You have one on you.
No, we can keep talking, bro. I was just thinking of that. I was thinking of that earlier, but.
Anybody, I guess it's only 9:13, but we probably won't be on long enough to talk about potential closeout tonight.
Yeah, you think they're going to do her? I mean, they won games 1 and 2.
I think Carniv's got one in them. Yeah. I think Oxbow's going to win, but...
I heard Hiltz and them, like, Hiltz and another one of their top, like, point getters...
They're not playing.
...wasn't playing the last game.
Okay. I don't even remember what the score was in game 2 through Oxbow 2-0, and Carniv.
2-0 in the second and 3-2
That's a series,
or 4-3,
eh? Like,
yeah.
Overtime and then 2-0. Yeah. Like, those are fucking hockey game scores.
Wait, you don't like 9-0?
Or 14-2?
Or whatever. Doesn't matter. Like anything more. Anything where there's more than 6 goals.
I saw Hong Kong beat Taiwan 30-0.
Really? Yeah. Was that Chinese guy score the Kucherov? Did you see that? Was that the same tournament?
I don't know. I just saw 30-0.
Is that recent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I saw
I think
on
it was
Twitter.
Like the Asian championship or something.
A Chinese guy pulled off the nicest Kucherov in history.
In the Chinese championship
history? In the Asian championship. Yeah. I mean, the goalie goes full. Yeah. Didn't do a great time or a great effort from the goalie. But yeah, he fully sells out and does the no shot. It's pretty nice.
Well,
so shout out to that dude. Don't know his name.
Could you guess?
Wow. Should I guess? Should you guess?
Come on.
Should we you just guess? Gave a probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Fucking Mooseman and Kipling had some pretty like not too lopsided games.
9-5, I seen one of them.
And the other one, like in Mooseman was pretty good too, I thought, but
I was told Mooseman's and hasn't had half their team.
Yeah, and well, neither does Kipling, I guess. But
right,
so is Mooseman just pulling the load management game? Or?
I think so. Or maybe they're tightening the purse strings and only paying the guys. I don't know. I'm not just throwing that out there. Yeah, yeah. You know,
makes sense.
There's a reason. Well, maybe, I don't know what the reason is, but certain
big import only played 6 games for them this year, right? And he hasn't played a playoff game yet. I'm assuming it's budget conscious, but maybe not.
Probably.
Name starts with an M.
Who?
There you go.
He wasn't even there for their game the other night.
What do you mean?
For their playoff game.
That's what I mean. I don't think he's played a playoff game yet either.
No.
Yeah. But I would imagine he'll be playing going forward.
But he was, they were kind of warned.
Is that one done? Or is
no,
there still one more?
Tomorrow.
Well, yeah.
That one's not done.
Does anyone know someone in Cardiff tonight?
Well, I know people there, but they're all.
I don't want to text.
They're participating.
Well, yeah,
and I mean, I know other people from Cardiff. I'm not sure if they're at the rink.
I don't want to text Jake or anybody just in case they are.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What are your guys' predictions? It's in Cardiff.
I think that Cardiff will get one.
Yeah, I think so too.
Cardiff and then Oxbow will finish him off game 4.
I know Oxbow sweep.
Yeah.
You're saying Oxbow sweep?
Yeah. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Oxbow's got a good team.
Yeah, they are good, yeah. Yeah, they're both.
But
they're both
good. I just, you know, the first two games have been close.
Who's gonna win the whole thing?
Redvers.
I think Redvers. Redvers is gonna be close, but you never know.
Double banner.
If they, it's a little early to talk about that. They got two. They haven't played a provincial game yet, and they got two playoff rounds. But a double banner might retire half that team.
Yeah, it might. It might.
That would.
You never know.
I think they're going to have a little
Which tough would time. Be, what a way to go out if it
Oh,
does.
Yeah.
Man, that'd be incredible.
I think they'll have a tough time in provincials.
Who do they got? So, who's
But in league, they're going to walk all over.
It'll all depend on what Mooseman can pull together. If Morisseau plays, if, you know.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Senior hockey, right?
Yeah.
Depends who gets to the ring.
Do you think Redvers and Brad will have a big series?
I don't know. I was talking to. Did we talk about this already?
Radville
I said that Milestone's pretty confident. They said
against Redvers.
That's what they say.
Didn't they get rid of like a bunch of their good players?
I don't know.
Redvers has to be like one of the top teams in the province right now.
Well, they're ranked that way on the Nooner.
Are they?
They're ranked first. Yeah.
Are they first?
Yeah.
I was gonna say they've got
to
be like
because I hadn't listened to a Nooner episode all year, and then I listened to the last one, and I'm you know they're just getting into the top 10, and they hadn't. So all of a sudden, number five or something was Mooseman. What?
Yeah.
How is Mooseman the top ranked Big Six team? And then they're going along. It's like, oh, Cardiff must be three or four.
Redvers.
I mean, Redvers. Yeah. Sorry. Holy fuck, no. They're number one.
What was the top five? Any idea?
I don't remember them all off the hand. I think Keniston must have been in there. And I don't remember who else.
Yeah, no, I didn't listen either. But I figured Redvers. Fuck, it's a good team, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, it was fun. It was a good season. We got.
Wow. I mean, it was a fun season.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Not a lot of dubs.
No, not a lot of dubs, but it was fun. Yeah.
A lot of moral dubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. We.
Hey, two OT losses. How about that?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
like one more W.
Yeah. One when we needed
Lots of
to.
Beers drank.
Yes. Less than there has been, but
still a good chunk. Or at least by me, anyways.
That's fair, yeah. We got Parker. He might need to drink your share.
That is a
got some rookies
refreshing in. Is that there's guys under 25.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be talking for years.
Yeah.
Did
you get that bracket up there yet?
Which bracket? Do you want to go through Provincial D or what?
Sure.
Okay.
Whichever one you want
to
start.
Yeah.
All righty.
Oh. Are you ready? Because I was going to say, we could probably do a quick ad read here.
Oh, yeah. Get her going.
For all your welding needs, thanks to Mark Handy, Silverback Welding, out in Gull Lake, Swift Current area. He got us these sweet mics. And what do you call that thing, Talon? The board thing? Or did he buy that?
Yeah, it's...
You plug all your
motherboard. Yeah, it's like a mixer. Yeah.
You plug all your mics into it. It plugs into the computer for all you tech savvy guys out there. Yeah. Thanks to Mark Handy and Silverback Welding.
The interface.
We have mics and an interface. And if the Eagles can win this Sunday in the Super Bowl, Silverback Welding will be sponsoring Talon King new goalie gear.
Need it.
And sound
so like, everybody out there who's a loyal HPC and Mustangs fan, even if you're not a Mustangs fan, come on.
Well, you're on the topic of the Super Bowl. Should we all give our picks here or what?
Well, I mean, is it even like an option? Like, it's just like for sure the Chiefs are winning.
That's what the script says.
Chiefs
stick to the script.
You know, that's what they say, but fuck, Brady still lost the undefeated season.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that's what? That's almost 20 years ago now. 17
fly
years
ago. Eagles fly, baby. EAGLES, Eagles.
Did you see? Was it like a politician in Philly? She tried doing that and she couldn't spell Eagles and she fucked up.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of pressure putting yourself into a situation like that.
Trying to spell.
In front of like a whole media thing. It was like, hey, I know how to spell Eagles, but I'm definitely going to fuck this up.
Eagles have two E's or three E's?
They definitely have two wings.
One thing I think is, I think there should be a prop on is, so last time Philly was in the Super Bowl, no Philly special.
and they lost. Time before, Philly special, and they won. Are they gonna? It's close, and are they gonna pull some shit out like that?
What do you mean, no Philly special?
Touch push?
No, the Philly special? It's when the receiver throws the quarterback in the end zone.
That's
why they beat Brady with, who the hell was their
Big Dick Nick, Nick Foles.
Nick Foles, yeah.
That's what Brady always says. He's still jealous because Nick caught it. He didn't.
He didn't. Flea flicker's different.
How?
Flea flicker, the quarterback throws it still.
Like the
flea flicker, they like, it's like a double reverse lateral to the quarterback and then he chucks it down.
And like the Philly special's like, it's like the longest yard shit where he pretends he's going to the end of the line and the fuck, they snap the ball. He runs to the end zone and
yeah. So you hike.
Squash the longest yard. It's in there.
Can of corn. Yeah. I'll be fine.
I want to be quarterback.
I think if it's tied or they're down in the fourth quarter or something like that, or even if they're up by like less than a touchdown, I think Philly's got to pull that shit out if they're going to beat Mahomes and break the script, as you would say.
You never know. You just never know. We're probably gonna watch it in here.
Cook some shit. Fucking plopping, man. The one play, what was that against? Texans?
Buffalo.
No, the Texans. When like they're going out of bounds, and he daintily like jumped out of bounds and.
Oh, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he got shoved, and then he like sold it. He like flopped.
No, he didn't even get touched. He just like dove out of the way.
It's not bad.
Some behind the scenes. I love when you're listening and you can just like, you can like two people are talking and then you can just hear other people like, hey, I know this. Yeah. it's like, oh, yeah.
That's the pod.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite.
Well, I could mute it, but what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Does anyone any of the listeners have an old digital camera like within the last 10 years?
That hasn't been developed.
So what kind of camera do you need? Digital, like what? Like,
just like a,
I don't think we should like cheap out necessarily. Like
a camcorder camera.
Oh, for
just,
what?
Dustin should just get a Google camera up there.
So we can just like set it up, record it.
Oh.
And then we can get the video and then I can put it up
on YouTube. I have that camera right there. You hook your phone to it.
Is that like a security? A
couple years ago, my uncle got a camcorder for his birthday.
But I don't think it
needs. Just a couple years ago.
I don't think it needs to be like a within five.
Since COVID,
I
think
the quality would be very good.
He got one for his birthday because he was like. Back when we were kids, he was king of the home videos. And then when they had grandkids, one of his kids, so it'd be the parents now, bought grandpa. And it's a much nicer model than he had back in the day. But now he's king of the home videos again. I don't know where they got it, but they bought him a camcorder. So whenever we have family functions, Uncle Neil has the camcorder out. And he is, right, but they'd be harder to find, wouldn't they? Or are they common?
What, camcorders?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just looking on Amazon.
They didn't go the same way as the VCR?
No, there's no? Some pretty modern ones. It's just just kind of common technology now that it's not like a, you know, the big old box like the big.
I remember the ones, like the one he had, it had like, you put the VHS in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I remember those.
Like, and then
they were like this big.
They
like
were half size. And then you took it out and put it in a bigger VHS to put it in the TV.
Yeah.
Those, like, you had to do a hand in that camera.
Yeah,
your shoulder was sore. You were fucking ripped.
You were flipping halfway through the
like rewinding it was like legit rewinding it.
Yeah.
Like that's for all you young guys, that's where rewind came from.
Because I was thinking just like it would be like this big. Like 6 inches, seven inches.
Well, I remember the digital ones.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, digital.
Those aren't new.
You'd go on.
That's all we would need.
Yeah.
Go down the Blockbuster, rent the movie, and you'd have on the inside, please rewind.
You got like fucking charged more if you didn't rewind it.
Yeah.
We didn't have Blockbuster in Carlisle. We had movie store.
We had. I bet you a lot. We had Bernie's and the Mondale Lucky Dollar.
I bet you for the most part, a lot of our listeners are like, when they're renting, it's like DVDs. Like, there's probably,
I don't know. I think
you think there's some older guys that listen to us.
Oh like, yeah,
yeah. Okay,
I know there's some.
I remember.
Okay. Well, I know there's some, but I'm saying like majority. Maybe you should make a poll. Majority DVD or VHS? What did you grow up with?
If you were to rent a movie,
like, dude, when we fucking talk with the guys playing hockey with us, and it's like, holy fuck, 08? Like you're born in like,
oh, I know.
It's like you're born in 08?
I'll never forget when the year Colin Wilkenbush was our emergency third string backup. Like, he never played good hockey, right? He just came out to help the boys out every now and then. And he was backing up one game, and we were in Mydale and sitting there stretching. And I think it was the first game he was backing up. And that was the year Colton played, Colton Ganson.
Yeah.
And I just said, well, Colin, when was the last time you played? So this is like, say about 2015, give or take.
Yeah.
And no, it had to be later than that. Must have been 2017. Because he said, wow, I played my last year midget in 1999. And Colton burst out laughing. What's so funny? Oh, that was the year I was born. So it was 18 years after
1999. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Wild, eh? Like, there's always that age gap in those senior rooms, eh? It's like there's the young guys, and then there's the guys just coming in, and then there's the guys on their way out. It's always interesting to see, because, you know, it's nice you get to be on both sides of it. You were that young guy coming in, and now you're that older guy going out. Yeah. It's just like,
they're going to tell stories about me that I tell about the old guys.
Exactly. Yeah. This is what it was like for the older guys, right? Like, yeah.
And didn't, like, the youngest guy on our team sit beside the guy on the sit beside the oldest guy on our team in the room?
Yeah. Parker's the youngest?
I think so.
I thought Jonas was the oldest. Buddy. Is Maddie
when he's around, like in the room though, like,
regularly? Yeah, Maddie's the, I think, are him and Dev the same age?
Yeah, they're close. Yeah.
Maddie's just earlier birthday, right? Maddie's an 87, I think.
Yeah, I think Dev's 88.
Dev's an 88? I don't know.
Can't remember.
But anyways. Yeah. And I mean, that's what senior's all about too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
What did you say the first season all the time? I was like,
Yes, so.
Aspen's starting to, like, get it, though, eh? Like, we'll sit around after a practice or a game, and Brad will, like, Aspen used to be, like, one of the first guys undressed, and then now Brad, like, he kind of sits beside Brad and Geske, right?
Yeah.
So he catches that little, you'll see, like, Brad sitting there, and he's still got his skates or his pants on and his shin pads, and I'll be having a beer with him, and I look over, and Aspen, same thing, still got his skates, shin pads. Like, the guy used to just get undressed and shower quick. Now he's, you know, hanging out with the guys till midnight, 1 a.m. Fucking, you want a beer?
No.
Yeah, it's funny. But it's just interesting to see. Like you said, yeah, they'll be the ones talking in 4 or 5 years about, oh, yeah, when I started, yeah.
Yeah, there's these stupid lunatics.
Yeah.
Well, you want to look at provincials?
Yeah, I think we should, anyway.
Start at the bottom, provincial D, and work our way up, or what?
Macklin and Edam.
See, I think I picked Macklin in that one on my bracket, but I didn't really know either.
So
we could just talk Big 16s, but we may as well just go.
They played in playoffs too.
Yeah.
And Edam swept them.
So I'm going to say.
Oh, is this the one where it's the Super Series?
Yeah, they were to play like.
See, I think I did see that on Twitter, and I was like, ah, fuck. But hopefully they pick some guys up for
promotion. But you're the team that swept them. Wins that other
stuff. I know. I've got Edam
coming. Suck. Like, you just played a team in playoffs, and then now you got to go play them in provincials.
You lose
like
five straight to him.
Yeah, but it's 6 games or 5 games like against the same team. Like,
can you imagine if we had to go to Carlisle with them 2 more times? There wouldn't be anybody left.
Oh, I know.
Between the two teams, we'd have no one left.
I was saying that to Dev, that could you imagine if our playoff runs were more than 3 games? We'd have no players left.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sidebar.
Seriously.
Here. I couldn't get over the broken stick. We had 9 broken sticks in
Carlisle. It was an expensive night.
9. Yeah, we had no more lefties. I used the last left-handed stick. I had to use a 65 flex. And I'm 230 pounds.
And Kickley wasn't there.
Yeah.
Kickley would have loved 65 flex.
Ashton.
Holy cow.
I guess seen you take a face off and that thing just was like.
Oh, no. Whipping. That was. No, I didn't take any draws with that one. I was. If I did, it was like, I'm not trying to win this. I'll just try and run interference with my feet.
I wasn't going to. If I felt like if I touched something, it was going to break. You can't break somebody else's twig.
We had 2 times during that game where somebody had borrowed a stick because they were out. And then the person whose stick they were borrowing broke their stick. So they had to switch and then go find another one to use.
There was actually 10 because Hansen broke one and one.
No, that was
did you count that one?
I counted that one.
Yeah, that one. When we got to the rink, they're like 8 sticks. I'm like, what about Hansen?
And like handing the stick over.
Like, I was using I started out using the
T90.
Pratt stick.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like 5 inches too long. But my goodness, I don't know if you guys noticed, but for the second period, I was poke checking everybody because it was the longest I could ever use. Yeah. And then, but it's like, man, and it was stiff as a board. Must be 110 or 105 flex. And
yeah, yeah.
Long stick. And then he broke his stick. And then it's like, I picked up Josh's stick and I was like, this is too expensive. So then I found Ashton's stick.
And then Josh broke a stick.
Well, then Sterling broke his stick.
Sterling broke Josh's second stick.
So then,
well, sorry, no. Payson broke it. Payson slashed it and then it broke.
Yeah.
I was so like, Sterling, we don't have any left.
Sterling broke his stick.
Yeah, yeah,
before. And he was using Josh's spare one. And then Josh broke his stick and had to get his stick from Sterling. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you Josh in sticks in the last two games is nothing short of $900.
He broke three?
Well, those protos are about 450. And he had one of those white protos he broke.
That's what I picked it up and it was like, ooh. I might go right-handed before I use this thing. This thing that feels expensive.
I can feel the money.
Yeah. Those sticks are too much money, man. Fuck, what are you doing using?
Then I picked up Ashton's and I'm like, I think this is an intermediate. It's probably a little cheaper.
Well, Matty broke his stick and I was like, he had told me that he got like two for $200. And I'm like, yeah. Oh, Matty, your stick. You paid $100 for that. And it was right in front of Kalen Holden. And I'm sure I'm sure they're using fucking the $300 ones. And,
I think the best part was Logie broke his Sherwood T90 that he found in the room covered in dust. And the ref's like, is this yours? I looked at it. I was like, well, yeah, we got warranty on it. Yeah. And one of the young guys leans over to Carlisle's bench and goes, you're kidding, right? I was like, no, seriously. Like, we got warranty on that. Get that here.
Sherwood T90.
Yeah. Like that stick. I don't know.
They junior were, A in the fucking.
I was early gonna say 2000s. T90s were new when I was in junior. I think.
Yeah.
So like 2011.
It's probably yours from junior.
You're probably the fifth owner of that stick.
Could have been. If nobody's gonna own her now. Maybe Kicks. It'll end up on
Kicks
the wall.
Will have it on his wall.
Yeah.
All right. Next series we got is.
That's funny how that Edam and Macklin.
But that, into that. You could tell watching that game in the third period, the guys who weren't using their own sticks, because there was one or their sticks they weren't used to. Like there's a couple times guys come up and just muffin something, and it's just like, oh yeah, that's because he's not using his own stick.
Yeah.
We got Lucky Lake and Loose Land. I think I went Lucky Lake.
Really?
The northern teams, I have no idea.
It's West.
That's
Lucky Lake is northern. It's barely
north. And then Moose Purdue and Delilah. I mean, we don't know fuck all about them.
It's still north of us.
And then there's Redverse and Milestone. I'm assuming we're all picking Redverse on that.
Into heavy scores.
So?
I think so.
I don't know. Milestone's got such a good history. They got the Hagable Walk. Or whatever the hell ever you say that.
The only the only thing Redverse is going to struggle with is goaltending. Their defense is impeccable.
I think there's more than one, isn't there?
Well, they're
not all the guys. Has
it? I think they're both playing. Maybe I don't know.
Well, the could one, be and then like the Millers and Kopech, like fuck man, like
well, put up points. And they picked up a couple guys from Rokenville.
Yeah,
they're nasty. So.
Yeah,
and then there's Radville and Kupar.
I don't know anything about Kupar.
Nothing.
Me neither. Pretty sure I picked
Radville. I hope Radville wins. So they play Redverse.
Me too.
It would be cool to see, like, we'd probably be able to go to Radville, catch a game.
Probably, yeah. That's 30 minutes from my door. Not even.
Yeah. I go there.
And that's it for D.
You'd have to drive.
That's it, eh?
Place well, Shelbrook.
Pull over with us.
Shelbrook is awaiting a winner.
That'd be the way to do it, yeah.
But yeah, Shelbrook's awaiting a winner, and that's it for D.
Shelbrook.
Hmm. Wait, how'd they get so lucky? They just luck of the draw? You get your name picked out of a hat to get a bye?
So they say.
Yeah. Oh.
Allegedly.
Some suspicions?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
There always is.
Okay, what about C?
C? I got C here.
Oh, what's your team effort now?
What's up? Well, I figured then we don't have to wait for any. Slow Wi-Fi. You can bring B up.
B's already sitting here waiting.
Look at us go.
And I've got a juicy tidbit about Davidson. Maybe having an illegal player, too.
Oh,
sure.
I don't know. We might as well. I can bring up these ones for that. Don't have anything to do with us. You get Wilkie and Outlook.
Wilkie.
I don't know. Eston and Unity. That's still
Talon, where are those? Are those
actually, if you in there? If you go to that one, I think they've already played.
Give him his.
Okay. You have to put it together. I don't want to put it together.
I'll go back to you.
It. Yeah, Wilkie game.
Here, Logan. Fucking look at that, man.
Look at that.
I welded those up.
Fucking right.
You got a You got a.
How many more you got in there?
Four. There's one for everyone. Three.
Fuck, let's go here.
Rib Tech Welding, because Mark Handy didn't make us mic holders. You suck. Just kidding, Handy bought
this. Actually, Wilkie and Outlook have already played one game, and Wilkie beat them 14-3.
Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Wilkie's going to sweep that one. And then, maybe in one. And they then might forfeit.
Esten beat Unity 6-1. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at the league, but I heard Unity hasn't even won a game this year.
And they entered
provincials? And they went to the provincials.
Nice.
Good for them.
Yeah.
They're going for the door.
Well, I mean, if you're not paying a bunch of guys, like.
Yeah. It's and just a couple and more. It's so, no different than us having the
but listen, bowl. They probably have zero. Well, exactly. If they have zero wins, but they have like 20 guys at every game, who fucking cares? Go to provincials. Like, you know.
You know, me and Brolin had that conversation. He's like, fuck, we get a lot of guys, good commitment in Mawota. We're just shit. And I was like, well, I would take your commitment with some of our players. Because we're, you know, if all our guys show up, we're not bad.
Well, we didn't play one game this year with the whole squad. Not one. Against Oshawa was the closest, but Berkey was missing.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. You're muted, Chad.
Yeah, because I just set it down.
Oh. Noise. Oh, okay. We're here building mics on mic stands. Well, like, I was like, I saw you guys were just laying them there. I'm like, fuck, we got stands.
It's like arts and crafts time.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah. Read her out there, Graham.
Me? Oh, I can't
read. Graham Welding.
I can't read.
I told Mark to call us, but he said, I'll try and get him to call us again.
You should just call him.
I don't have his number. Do you have his number?
I do.
Yeah, give him a call.
Should I?
He said he's just doing woodworking in his garage.
Oh, I'll call. I'll call.
But anyway, what were you talking about, sorry?
About they got whacked.
Wilkie beat someone?
Yeah, Wilkie beat. Where the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Chad.
14-3.
Over Outlook.
14-3. Get off my case. And then Esten beat Unity 6-1 in game one.
You guys aren't even going to be able to hear him.
Put on speakerphone.
It's just so fucked up, but I'll fix it.
Home Lake beat Hudson Bay, too. I think that's not surprising.
Yeah. And Kenora beat Carnda 5-2.
Which I don't think
both games?
Just one.
One.
In Carnda?
Get all their guys to show up. They don't really need to pick. They're good.
You had Dustin.
Well, like four.
Tell us about it.
Sorry, what was that?
Tell us about your welding company.
What do you want to know? I'm a metal fusion technologist.
Come on, man. You're not a very good guest.
A metal fusion technologist. Holy fuck.
How many fancy words there? I looked him up, but.
Yeah. I think he's nervous.
It's like Graham, but shittier. That's basically how I can really word it. So.
Yeah, here we go.
Fuck, you should have been buckled when you called back.
Yeah, call us back after six more beer.
Yeah, you got homework to do.
Mark. We'll call you back, and we actually have a Bluetooth speaker we can put you on.
Oh, I do have a Bluetooth speaker.
We need a sponsor. If only we had a sponsor that could buy us one.
We just had a cat full of a garbage can.
every episode, the cat does something stupid. He fell in the garbage.
What's that, Mark? I'll call you back off my phone and see if it's any better.
Fuck, if only we had a sponsor that could buy us a Bluetooth speaker.
If we get a camera to watch us, we also need one that just watches the cat. I don't know how we'd manage that.
Just ISO cam on the
cat. Okay, how about when the cat fell from the fucking
So I mean, the other day, cat falls from way the fuck up there. Today, it just dive bombs right into the big barrel garbage can.
I was
right
gonna,
inside.
Yeah, I was going to say really, when you freaking
20 feet in the air.
When you put that picture on, so there's a picture on the socials of us at the table, and then there's like a cat tree thing on top of the toolbox. That's where the cat fell from. Like from that thing. He just fucking dive bombed.
How high are these walls?
12-foot walls. So yeah.
So it's
probably 10 feet.
Well, the one cat definitely like scarred the one guy off. Like he was like, he had him like Mufasa, and then he like flung him off.
Really?
I didn't see that. I mean, Mufasa. Like, that's the one that Dustin ran over. Was basically like dead.
I can't believe it's alive, man. Yeah, that's when we were having our baby, and we were up in Regina, and Chad had to come and fucking give him his painkillers or whatever the vet had him on.
Chad came and took care of my cat for me.
Yeah, for staking the look at him.
All heroes wear capes.
He took a fucking header off the cat tree to the fridge.
MVP. So I texted him. I was like, yeah, can you take care of this? Give this cat his medicine or whatever. And sent him like all the details of what to do or whatever, how to give this cat his medicine. Then after I sent him another text, I'm like, yeah, and if you get there and you go to take care of the cat and the cat ceases to live, just throw him in the dumpster. Like, I got a dumpster out there. He's like, okay, good. That was my next question, but I wasn't sure how to ask it.
What do I dispose of dead bodies?
Yeah, yeah.
Just throw him. I was actually so nervous.
Well, I didn't want to like come home and like fucking Bailey's already emotional or whatever from having a kid, and then she comes in and she has to step over a dead cat. I'm like, fuck.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little nervous. I was going to walk in and be like, this thing's fucking dead.
Well, that's kind of why I was like asking you to go and check on him.
Because so that's this cat?
I didn't want to like deal with it. Yeah, like gray and white one. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. We had a live update of Oxbow Carnduff. Carnduff is up 3-2 after 2.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a game.
This will be old news when you listen to this, but.
Barn burner.
Yeah.
Okay, back to provincials.
I thought you were calling Buddy.
Well, is this his actual number? Because I don't know if he's, I trust him.
Yeah, that's
it. Where's the internet now?
The number to which long distance charges
apply. I didn't put the one.
Okay. We don't need it. Cannot be completed as dialed.
Please check the number. Yeah, he must not have paid his bill.
That's not his number.
Okay.
Provincial B, what do you got there, Chatty?
Provincial B, Davidson and Bigger. So,
is Davidson going to steamroll there or what?
I think so, but what I heard is, so Davidson picked up some great guys. One of those guys being Blair Jones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Taren
Holzer. Yeah.
No, fuck them. They fucking told him to fuck off last year.
Really?
Yeah. So is he not playing?
He's playing in Craig, but Davidson told him to fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But anyways.
I thought you meant Craig.
So
careful. We had a good relationship going.
So Blair Jones is playing in Craig, but he's coaching the
Blazers. Not Blair Jones, Blair Jones.
Blair Jones, Blair Jones.
Like Tampa Bay Lightning.
Blair Jones.
Really? I didn't know that.
So he farms around Craig.
Yeah.
But he's coaching the Blazers in Saskatoon. Triple A. Triple A, you're on the ice every day, are you not?
So I mean, I never was that's there, why but I would assume.
We're looking at the Triple A guy.
Yeah. Kinger, were you on the ice every day?
Yeah.
So, what are you?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So what are you? You an hour and a half from Saskatoon to Craig? Allegedly,
he's driving Zamboni.
Allegedly, Jones is driving from Craig to Saskatoon every day. He's not living there. Oh, okay. So he's got a Craig address. And that's what they're giving fucking Davidson so that he can play provincials with them. Do we believe he's got a fucking Craig address? He's driving an hour and a half to work every day.
You can tell me this story again.
Farms, where does he farm?
I don't want you to retell it, but like,
hang on, where does he farm?
By Craig.
Then it's fucking cool, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
That's where the farm gets their mail.
Well, but the thing is the family's living up there. And I mean.
Okay, so he lives where? Sorry. Sorry,
listen. He apparently lives in Craig. Yeah, but
I've never heard of Keaton Miller either.
Well, you have now. Okay, what?
He's lives, his address is Craig, plays for Craig.
Yes.
But he's coaching the AAA Blazers in Saskatoon.
Okay, but where does he live?
Saskatoon.
Like, that's where he lives?
That's where he lives.
Well, then,
but they're going off Craig address.
But does he have a Saskatoon address?
Maybe that he's just living at his parents'.
I mean, if he's an active farmer in the summertime, he has a Craig address. Oh, I've got no issues with it.
He definitely would, but it would be, it's that fucking scenario where we're running into with Niven. Like, hey, this is the address, but you're actually living here.
Yeah. I think that's fine. I don't know.
It pisses me off.
It's one of those things, man. Like,
it's backwards to Niven though, because he's in the city and he's playing for his. Is that his hometown?
But he's also not like working
working
in Kenosha. He's not working in Kenosha. He's just living.
He's working at
like in Wawona. If
no, I was meant Jones.
If the guy we're talking about in Craig lives in Craig but is just working in Saskatoon and staying there, then I'm fine with it. But if you're living,
that's the way I look at it.
And you're staying in. Your dad lives in Kenosha and you're like, I've got no problem with Craig if he's only in Saskatoon because of work. That's, I'm fine with that. But if he is from Saskatoon. If it was the other way around, if he was from Saskatoon, working in Craik and staying in Craik and then claiming a Craik address, I'd be like, fuck that. He's from Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Like, no, his family farms in Craik and that's fine. But the Niven situation is just fucked up because he's just claiming the Kenosi because it's closer. Like, he lives in Woda.
Okay.
According to Woda, so I don't know this stuff. Like, I have no idea who this Niven kid is and I don't even care who he is.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea where he lives. All I can go off of is what people tell me. Take that fucking thing away from that cat. Oh, my God.
What is that? But, how is this any different than McMillan playing for Cardiff?
Because Cardiff listed him as an import.
Oh, they did. Okay, yeah. Never mind. I'll shut up.
Yeah, no. I. If he's just doing a fucking... So this summer he'll be back in Craig.
Yeah, well...
Allegedly,
driving track. If he's got a wife and kids, I'd imagine they're going to live with him the majority of the time, which would be in the city.
So he lives in Saskatoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, he's got to claim Saskatoon address.
Yeah. So he drives to Drake in the summertime.
Yeah, probably. I work with a guy that does the same.
What is it? 45 minutes.
Well, I know guys that live in
Wyvern. Really? It's an hour.
Yeah. All of an hour. Our buddy Dusty drives from Weyburn to farm at fucking Lake Alma.
I mean, we're probably starting shit with Craig, so we shouldn't ruffle it too much, but.
Hey, they're avid listeners.
Who gave you this info?
Are we on Transcend? What fucking internet are we on?
Yeah, Transcend.
It's the routers in the house. Oh, no, I brought it over here.
No, we're just looking at the rosters.
Oh, you went through the rosters.
Oh, fuck. I'm sitting on a beach in Mexico, just fucked.
You had nothing better to do.
I was sitting on a swing, just scrolling rosters.
Yeah, right. I don't believe you. Somebody out there sent you this info.
No, seriously. And really? Then I just happened to know. I was like, fuck, I remember seeing his name pop up and he's coaching AAA.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
My internet doesn't work fucking good enough here all of a sudden.
Also, though, if you are, you grew up in...
It should
let's be okay. Let's say this, for example. Say I was a sought-after player and Brenbury wanted to fucking... This is kid's situation, technically.
Yep.
Like, if he's in Saskatoon, but he's from Craik, it'd be the same as me going to Brenbury to
play. Well, it was no different than when Ian played.
Yeah.
He grew up in Goodwater, played his minor hockey in Minor Hockey. And then when he was playing for us, he didn't live in Minor. He played for Weyburn. But he was... when we went... we were in A... But he would have been a local.
That's where I kind of draw the line. If you're from there, you grew up there, you know, that's where it kind of gets dicey. He's living in Saskatoon, but he fucking grew up here. He is he's a local here, right? There's lots of people that move out of their small town.
Oh, everybody
right?
Does. And then, so next series, Kindersley awaits the winner of that. And then there is Langenberg and Musiman.
That's gonna be a barn burner, I think.
Yeah, that could go either way, I think.
First game, February 28th.
The guys we know are playing?
That's Tommy and Clark are on that roster.
If they play, four teams in that whole draw. Right?
Yeah, I think five. So too. Clark said, I was talking to Clark a week ago or something 2 weeks ago, and he said he was playing with Landsberg in provincials.
Yeah,
so.
he's on their roster. Yeah.
What a run, eh? You win four games and you win the ship.
In B.
Yeah.
I see Tommy, I don't think, is doing playoffs. That's only if
you
sweep.
You just have to win four games.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter what order you win them in, but you only have to win four games and you win the banner.
You can't lose more than two.
Yeah.
That's fair. Only one team can win four. Yeah. We're not a math podcast, pal. Fucking hurt my head here.
So then you go Provincial A.
Yeah.
Drake and Loreburn.
I always got so much respect for Drake. That tiny ass town. Do 150 people live there?
If.
And they just, every year, just A. And they win games. Last year, they were barely had a team. And they fucking, who did they beat? They won at least a game. They just enter A every year. Still matter.
So I tried calling Mark. Went straight to voicemail. He just texted me. Are you sending a pigeon with a handwritten letter or what?
Maybe if you gave me the right fucking number, Mark.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming it's 306. He gave me 396. fucking mark. Again, I showed Dust. He's like, yeah, no, that's right.
Well, I just looked at the last four.
No.
396.
That's definitely a typo.
It's a new Sasky. Very cool.
Keniston already beat Hafford once. 5-3, though. Close game.
And what else do we got there? Belcaris, Round Lake.
I don't know, man. I honestly don't know.
Should be good.
That'll be a good series.
Well, yeah. You said Round Lake might be missing some guys, some notable guys.
Might be.
Well, they weren't might on be. Their. They weren't on the roster.
Like Nigel Dawes bailed. He didn't even get put on the roster. Weiss is on the roster, but if he shows, that'll be another thing. Internet sucks in here, so I can't pull up the roster. So you didn't pay the bill.
Yeah.
And then there's
Lumsden. Tough.
Then there's Lumsden and Wadena, Raymore and Carlisle.
Lumsden and Wadena's a heavyweight tilt too, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Wadena's good. So is Lumsden.
And I
think Lumsden will probably win too, but I think both of them are a pretty good team.
And I personally think fucking Raymore's gonna steamroll Carlisle.
You think so?
I don't know if they'll steamroll. I think they'll win.
Like
5-2 or something. Those, 6-2.
Those two guys that are suspended are
who does Raymore have?
Oh, fuck. Well, I'd have to go find their roster, but a bunch Shade of ex. Peterson? Bunch of ex.
Shade Peterson.
Fuck yeah, go Shade.
Daniel Wall.
Thundercats, baby.
Yeah, Thundercats legend.
They got a bunch of ex Red Wings and Bruins. And,
oh, really? Yeah, okay. Because Carlisle picked
Red
up.
Red Wings and Bruins are playing in fucking up there.
Is Arthur Miller not the captain?
Yeah, he's up there.
Carlisle picked up some guys. Arthur
Miller. I played against him in Midget. I think he played for the Bruins.
He did.
I think it'll be a good series. I don't think Carlisle's going to get walked by no means.
But. And Raymore's got the upper hand in goaltending. Daniel Wapple's in net for
Oh,
Raymore.
Really?
Okay. And I don't think his dad's going to be on the bench.
So help. There's no guarantee he gets the start
then. No, yeah, true. Hey?
Yeah. Fuck that guy, man. That guy's such a loser. I don't even know. Like,
we should. That's.
I've never seen anything like that, man. I was like rattled.
That's a discussion.
We know. From experience, that just because you're on the bench doesn't mean the Suns gets to start either.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Would you let your dad
bringing up some old dirt?
If your dad said, "I'm gonna come coach you in senior sports," would you let your dad? Because I would not.
Well, shoot, next year Cody's gonna be coaching Regan.
It's a personal choice. I'm asking you guys. I wouldn't let my dad do that.
If the team needed someone to, but if the team needs someone to do it, then like. It's usually going to be someone, either an ex-player or someone's fucking dad or something. But, like, I don't have a problem with that. I just got a problem with, like, why are you, like, what are you, like, yeah, like it's really weird that you're, like, jerking me off and winking at me, man. Like, that's just weird.
Why are you doing that? The list of coaches Carlisle has for the provincial roster? It looks like our fucking list of coaches for the Latman might have.
They think they're winning it all and everybody wants their name.
Oh, there's just names
is
upon
Zach
names.
Brown listed as a coach?
Yeah, he's on there.
It's just the guys that didn't make the roster.
What is his coach? What
so
is
they
his
come
name?
On the bench.
Yeah.
Which guy?
Well, what is the coach's name? Like, is it like medical personnel or something like that?
I can go find coach. It.
The problem I had with it was
power
like.
Power play coach.
I've got.
It's Curry listed as a coach.
Penalty killing coach.
I've got a good relationship with every coach in the Mark. League, and then that guy's just like doing that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Good.
Who is this guy?
What's happening?
Five is lower.
What are you happening?
Yep.
Yeah, there. I can hear him now. Perfect.
Chad's phone isn't full of grinding dust.
I was actually thinking that. I was like, there's probably not a bunch of sparks stuck in this.
Seriously, that's what it is, man. The fucking, you would know. The fucking, your speakers get fucked up on these phones.
That's what I always say, yep.
Yeah.
So, what are you up? You just dieseled like 18 in the time we didn't talk to you there?
I just shotgun 9 beers.
How many fireball shots? Actually,
I'm making knives right now.
You're making knives?
Yeah, so those are things like you cut things with, Tom?
Well, fuck.
Out of wood, eh?
Didn't.
What is knives?
In Chad's truck on the way home.
Oh, yeah. Right out on the air, hey?
Well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, make me one. Send it over.
I'm not smuggling anywhere.
Fuck, you ain't riding near me. Fuck that. I've learned my lesson.
So what can you tell us about the Gull Lake Eagles in provincials this year?
What's that, sorry?
The Gull Lake Eagles, your senior hockey team.
You mean the Greyhounds?
Yeah. How about their provincial run?
Are they actually doing it this year?
Yeah. What do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really.
He's a Mustang guy.
We heard you were playing.
No, I'm not.
You're not getting in shape for Minot?
Oh, yeah, I've been running 10K a day. Why are you just laughing? I don't get it. It's kind of rude, but anyway.
I'm stone cold serious, Mark. I've never even met you before. So it seems all kosher to me.
Sounds like a better guy than everyone else. So.
Yeah, perfect.
That's because he doesn't know yet.
Yeah, you got to meet him. Great guy.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you want to say anything as a...
I'm surprised you didn't have him coming on your team.
As an ad read? I mean, I don't know. Graham's, well, G-Tech Welby, he's pretty dialed in at doing the ad read.
do you want to hear a live ad read?
It'd be pretty cool if I could.
Okay, get your lotion ready.
It's always on deck. Cool it.
Our boy on the phone, if anybody's wondering, it's Mark Handy out of Gull Lake, Swift Current area. Lives right in Gull Lake. But he welds in the area. Silverback welding, anything from structural to pressure pipe.
To making knives.
Yeah, I heard woodworking too, apparently. But yeah, if you need anything done contractor-wise, just give him a call. His WCB's in good standing, and he's got $2 million liability insurance, I'm sure. Maybe five, Mark?
I got five.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Mark's more prone to wreck shit. That's why he has five.
Yeah, I should really have 15.
They only get most of
their
real lost causes.
Yeah. What's G-Tech Welding have?
I'm not saying online because I don't want anybody to look, or on air because I don't want anybody to ask. Probably not enough. Probably the bare minimum. And then when people are like, you should get this, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that.
I'll get right on that. Thanks.
Yeah, you get that life insurance stuff.
I'll get right on that.
So you guys still
haven't
got stands though, eh?
Yeah, we do.
Told you, I made some.
Yeah, they came with the mics. Dustin just hit them on us.
Oh.
Well, they didn't work in the old studio. They work here because the table's higher.
Actually, me and Logie were just fumble fucking with them, putting them on.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, we only two of us have stands.
It would be better to have the ones that are bigger. You know what I mean? Like they swing.
Oh, with the big arms.
Because sometimes I feel like you guys are gonna be too far away from.
Well, them. Then we need lazy boys.
Because, if you get too far, then you pick up the echo.
Austin, Jesus.
You got to do some welding out of Minot in the morning before hockey.
The leather budget is going towards goalie pads.
Tell us something funny, Mark. Fuck. Wasting time.
Something funny? I'm wasting your time. I'm sorry. Jeez. Holy.
He's going to pull his fucking sponsorship.
Yeah.
What do you want to know?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a dart.
I don't know, man.
Yep.
How confident are you in your football bets this weekend?
Oh, man. If the Birds are not going to win, I'm going to be a little bit upsetty spaghetti, I think.
Did you make Talon a bet that if the Eagles win, you're buying them pads?
I did kind of say that, yeah. So.
What do you mean kind of say that? What does that mean?
I did say it, yeah.
Did you say it and mean it, or did you just say it?
I did say it, but...
He didn't mean it.
He said it, and I was holding him.
If it cashes, though, I probably will buy him. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'll buy him pads. Oh,
on air, on air.
I mean, how much are pads, though, honestly?
How much are pads?
Oh, I don't know, $2,000?
Silverback. I heard they were Silverback welding pads, man. I heard they weren't just Kijiji pads.
They're going to be Canadian Tire fucking street hockey.
They're
pads.
Those foam ones that you use for road hockey.
Yeah.
I don't think how we could get. We could definitely put the Silverback welding logo on.
I'll get some stickers. I'll slap them on those 20-inch polos.
Heat shrink them.
Like the four by four stickers. They're just a bunch of them.
Yeah.
I don't think can we get pads that quickly though? We'll see you on Sunday, I guess. But
what do you need them for, Minot or what?
No, I mean to get Talon. Well, would you not want them for Minot? Or?
Oh yeah,
Talon will just take them when they get here. Talon doesn't care.
Talon would puke at them if you bring them to Minot.
I'm currently running.
Well, just get him. Well, he's a third defenseman anyway, so.
Well, you're the number one defenseman.
Let's calm down here, kid.
I mean,
tell you about your supper doesn't mean you gotta go all ski on me.
I think I really, at the end of the day, I just kind of want a Chris Osgood mask for next year.
Cat eyes.
No, just the. Just like that, just like the player helmet,
the player,
and the way the mask.
Yeah.
Well, I can just be a forward defense like everyone else. That shit's expensive being a goalie, man.
Yeah, what the fuck? Who
That's
wants
why
to be a goalie?
I'm rocking the Arctic Surveys.
Someone's got to do it. May as well be king.
Yeah. Okay, one person at a time here.
You've listened to the program. You know what you're yourself into.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Graham, did you want to sell that? What the heck was it there?
Welder.
Was it? No, no, that stupid look on your face? Thanks.
You can't afford that, man. Hang up on this clown.
Yeah. Talk to you later, Mark.
It's funny. He thinks it's on FaceTime. He's just looking at himself in the reflection.
Yeah. Did you actually hang up on him? Thanks to our sponsor for those words. Yeah. And here's a word from our sponsor.
We should just do that every fucking episode.
Yeah.
Fucking funny guy.
Oh, fuck.
What a guy.
Man, what did he spend? Like, what do you think he spent in Minot last year?
He told me.
Like, and 10 grand, anything?
No, not up there. He gave me a rough idea.
Five.
Around there.
Yeah.
That guy is a lunatic.
What did he spend like $1,000 a trip to Shields?
Well, me and Dev walked in the Shields and we see Mark just chatting it up with everybody. And he's got a load of shit sitting on the counter. And we're like, oh, we just walk around this situation.
He comes to me as like an impulse buyer. Like,
dude, he bought a new pair of hockey gloves on the Saturday night, and then he didn't even play the Sunday morning because he was too drunk.
And he packed his fucking bag with illegals and threw it in my truck.
Easy.
Allegedly.
Buddy.
That didn't happen.
Yeah. Did you guys bring in grinds or gears?
Yeah, when Brady steals your chips, you pay for.
That's yours. Okay.
Carlisle's assistant coach.
That doesn't even really grind my gears. It was just like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? But my grinds my gears was TV cliffhangers, man. When fucking you're watching a show, I don't know if you guys watch like competition shows, but like I'll watch like Hell's Kitchen and shit. And it's like, and the winner of this round is, and then it goes to a commercial. And it's like, why the fuck didn't you just tell me who the winner was? And then, like, go on to the next segment of the show. Like, I'm not going to change the channel because I found out who the winner of this show was. Like, or this segment. I don't know, man. Cliffhangers on TV, they just bother me. It's like, or if you end an episode with, like, this person won, and then they don't tell you, and then the show ends, and it's like, next episode's in a week and a half. And it's like, well, I would have watched the next episode either way. Like, you could have just told me, you could have finished the episode, but I don't know. That's my grinds, my gears. Fucking, I don't like that.
Which show is that?
Any show. Like, if you watch, like, Survivor or, like, any of that shit. You don't watch any of that? Like, Survivor or, like, Hell's Kitchen or anything like that? Oh, I do.
Just Seinfeld.
Seinfeld?
That's it. Just Seinfeld.
You don't watch, like, competitions, eh?
No, just Seinfeld.
Oh, okay. Just Seinfeld? That's it?
So I'm just
always
sorry. Well, then you can't relate. Fucking whatever. Fuck
I'm
you guys.
Just playing around on the SAS Hockey website here, just whatever. And after looking at the provincial draws, and I clicked on the defunct, what do you call it? Like categories. And so they got the. We've all seen them in some ranks, the adult rec provincial champion banners, right? Like there's the odd one floating around. It's like clicked on past champions, adult rec B. 1996 provincial champions, Glen Avon Rusty Pipes. What a fucking name. I love it. Most of them are just the town name. It doesn't say like a team name.
Recreation B.
But man, adult rec C. They only ever handed it out one time, and it's the Fillmore Rangers. So that's probably one of the banners I've seen.
Fillmore Rangers.
Yeah. Fuck. Why we?
Fillmore Foxes.
We should enter that.
Well, it hasn't been a thing since 1998.
The moose got to enter it now.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw one when I was in Wapella that day. They got it hanging in the bar, the rink.
You guys are getting in trouble for...
They only handed it out in 99 and 2000.
Too many guys from Goodwater on the team.
We have Unger and Goodwater. And,
oh, yeah. You guys are from my... Oh.
Yeah. I just saw that and I thought we got to bring that up. That's an all-time name, Rusty Pipes.
I don't have a grind in my gears, but did you guys see Kanye West at the Grammys?
That was fucked up.
Did you see that movie?
I did see it. I've heard things about it.
Did you see the like?
Heard they're getting like charged.
The outfit? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm thinking of like the word for like not covered, like it's
exposed,
like not censored.
Oh yeah, and it's just.
Yeah, she's just like, she's just naked.
She's like, she's wearing like the see-throughest pantyhose skirt.
Yeah, there's something there, but she's just letting her all fly.
It just squishes them together is all it does.
Yeah, but just letting her all fly. And yeah, they weren't even invited.
Yeah, that's the part I was going to say. They didn't. It. Yeah, they just showed up.
Why wasn't he invited, though?
I mean, it's Kanye.
Yeah, but if I'm Kanye, I'm kind of rattled.
Okay, so there used to be an
E. Kind of in modern hip-hop.
In Saskatchewan. Like, all the gay groups, E doesn't exist anymore. Maybe C and D.
There used to
be an E.
When I played baseball provincials when I was a kid, Carlisle was an A2. That was the smallest region. When AAA, AA, A2.
A2.
That's what we were.
Plain bingo.
Yeah, we got an A2 here.
There's no A in bingo, buddy.
No, I know. But it just sounded like it.
No A?
In bingo.
Just B-I-N-G-O.
VLT
was his name. Yeah, no. Oh, I had something.
How are the Leafs doing?
What do you guys think of these fucking the Leafs? You want to talk Leafs right now?
Well, just like, what's the game at?
Oh.
I didn't mean to cut you off. They play late.
Go ahead.
Okay. These environmentalists, like activists, when they take like paint or something and like throw it on the Mona Lisa, what the fuck's that all about, man? Like, I saw another video today. They're like throwing shit on it. It's like, you know, it's got like you're not going to fuck that thing up, right? Like, and then they stand there with their like shirts on. Top of it. Yeah, it's like what? I don't know. I don't understand why they even get attention.
The one that gets me is when they like stick their hand to the ground or something like that.
Yeah.
And then like the cops come and chisel it off, or they like concrete themselves to something. Mm. And it's like, just fucking leave them there.
Yeah, like why even give them any attention? Yeah. Like it's just like, it's like a kid throwing a temper tantrum. Like just let them scream for a bit.
It's those kids who did that when they were kids and now they're adults and they still do that.
I just never, like, I saw a video today. They
work for Antifa now, right? They get paid to do it. So,
I mean, I just saw a video of someone throwing something. I'm like, why? Like, what? Like, what do they think they're proving by that? Like,
that's like,
but they get the publicity, I guess.
Hey, man, Greta's made a career out of it.
Yeah.
It's like a few years ago at the Stampede, one of the PETA members fucking handcuffs themselves to the rail.
Yeah, just
like,
leave them.
Just minutes before the chuck wagon races. Yeah. And I know a couple of the guys are like, you know, afterwards they're like, well, we were trying to convince them just fucking leave them there. Like, once we go flying past them, they're going to learn real quick, get the fuck out of the way.
Oh, and they got, man, I can't even watch that anymore with the fucking stupid posts they got.
Yeah.
It's just, there's no lead changes anymore.
Nothing.
It's too far around the outside for a lead change.
But what did they change? What is it now? There's,
you can't ride the rail in chuck wagons anymore. They got these fucking big, they like
pool noodles
that stick out. Well, they must be 8-10 feet. Fuck, they're long. And you got to run around those.
So you don't want people getting too close to the rail because it causes
wrecks. Because it causes horses to get hurt once every 10 years.
Yeah. There's a rack.
A horse that was literally bought out of a fucking meat market to give it another 5 years. It was dead either way.
Yeah.
PETA. Yeah. Fuck. Anyways, that's my grand.
I just have a heart. Because Brianna still watches it. And it's like, I used to love the Rangeland Derby, man.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it's like, fuck, this is just not the same.
Yeah. Like, they used to fucking have four wagons, and then you used to have the fucking tent poles. Like, it was chaos.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's just, meh.
They feel for the guys doing it, you know?
They make out all right.
No, I just mean it's just not the same.
No. It's ruined.
That's kind of the only things I brought. The two things I brought were Brady taking the chips and Connie's wife.
That should be the title of the pod. Where's the chips?
Where's the chips?
Brady took the chips.
Oh, I had brought two things. Rollo wanting another Bender Bowl. And you see they filed Trump for impeachment there yesterday or today?
No, I didn't see that. What's that about?
What's the chick's name? She's been screaming the whole time since he got elected.
Kamala?
No, she's gone. You haven't heard a thing from her. The hell is that? Forget it. She's got glasses. This one, she's a white lady.
That AOC?
Huh? No.
That's all I know.
Like a famous person?
Sarah Palin. I'm out of white girls with glasses in politics.
Oh, man. She's like the female Bernie Sanders. What the hell's her name? Oh, doesn't matter.
Sarah Palin.
No. She's on. She was a
a Republican, dude.
That's what I'm saying. I'm out of people.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Someone's at the radio screaming the name right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't hear you. Louder. What was that?
Yeah. She's just the female Bernie Sanders is all who she is. Okay. Did you see the one where they were with RFK's thing when they were hammering it out? And he's like, he called Bernie Sanders out for taking
a bunch of money.
Well, he just got like more than anybody else. He took like
the pharmaceutical,
yeah,
Pfizer shit.
He's paid like $1.5 million a year.
Who's for that? Bernie?
Hmm? Yeah, from like Pfizer to promote this shit. Right. It's like he called, or because they were hammering on what's his, RFK? What the hell's his real name?
Ron F. Kennedy, mm-hmm, or whatever the fuck it is.
Roger.
Kennedy.
F. Kennedy.
Yeah, and he was like, "Well, Bernie, you just want that because they paid you $1.5 million last
year." Is it a three-letter name? It sounds like, is it a three, like a Ron or a Rob or a Roy or a Ray?
Working on it. Service sucks in here.
I think he's a junior too, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he wants Aaron Rodgers to be his VP.
of. Make America healthy again. No, then we'll all be doing ayahuasca. Aaron Rodgers will all be doing ayahuasca.
He can only do two terms, so he wants to run next.
He could do a third term, but it can only be 2 years, and there's rules around that.
Yeah, well, he'll get his chance. Ray or Ron or Robert.
Whatever it is. Mr. Kennedy.
R for short.
Yeah.
The old Jack, dude.
Yeah.
RFK.
Yeah.
Sounds like a WWE name.
Who's our next guest? Got some guys in mind?
Blake, I thought.
Maybe, yeah.
Who? What's his name?
Thomas Pratt.
Pratt.
Yeah, he said he'd come on.
I don't know.
Who else? It'd be nice to have someone in person. Maley was pretty choked that we had Keaton on before him. He's like, I'm like a 6-time Big Six champion. You're going to have Keaton on before me? I was like, I had no idea you would be interested in coming on the pod, but like, come on out. So maybe Maley.
Ask him about that 9-minute penalty he took.
Yeah, yeah. 9 minutes.
I think the funniest part, he goes to me, he's like, you know what? I shouldn't have come because I knew as soon as somebody did something stupid, I was fucking killing someone.
That's why you're on the team.
Who did he hit? Who did he hit board?
I don't even know.
I'd have to go back and look at the video.
And then Schmidt came in and then paired up for the first of
3 times. Schmidt ran in like a total retard and just like, he was like, what are you doing?
That's what I was talking about. I was like, he came from fucking across
it was the hilarious ice. Like, it was just, yeah, like, what are you doing, man?
Came from, we were at our hash marks.
Yeah. Well, it's like, what are you gonna do? Like, what? Like, you're not gonna beat up me.
Read the name,
like,
game notes.
Fuck, buddy.
Well, he did dirt up like immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
I think one of the funniest parts is you can hear, because I know exactly who it is. It was Johnny Gaudet screaming at guys like
on the bench.
Yeah, what the fuck are we fucking doing? We talked about this. We have fucking provincials, you fucking idiots.
Well, I told them. Brad even came over and I was like, all our guys want to play hockey, and then yeah, it was just
I mean,
an absolute shit show. I forgot to bring up.
I do
have like mad respect for Dakota Rose. I think he's one of the fucking most respectable guys on that team. I didn't know much about him, but like, the way he came, when shit was starting to like kind of get a little iffy, and Rosie just skated over, and because he knew Kendall kind of wanted one, and he just was like, yeah, I'll give it to you. We're going. We'll go. And then Kendall's like, yeah, we'll
go. And it settled the whole game down.
And it settled the game down, yeah. So like, shout out Dakota Rose, fucking Carlisle Cougars. I thought that was cool. I thought that's what needed to happen. And after that, it should have just been calm, but it's just, when you're beating a team 6-0, you can probably just like calm down on the chirps, and you know, you probably don't have to add fuel.
It's not
to
even the chirps; it's the stick swinging.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you probably don't have to play dirty anymore.
And it's the slashes and the faking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The flopping. It's like it's 6-0.
Yeah, like, yeah. And yeah, play hard, but like, why do you have to sell shit? No, I was gonna say that. Yeah, I wanted to give Dakota Rose a shout out. I thought that was cool. He just saw this. He read the room. Yeah.
He gained like 25 followers since I posted that video of that fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's got like 7,000 views.
That was a good fight. I wish whoever got the video would have got more of it, because they like squared up from across the ice. Like, Rose was at center ice and Kendall was in our end. They like squared up.
The live barn view of it is pretty intense.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Well, I know that Rowley, like, behind the net, Riley. His name is Braden Riley. And he's Rose's buddy, I know. Because they're both from Manor. And Rosie looked at him, like past me, to Riley behind me. And Dev's back there too. And they're all just getting, they're all drinking. And, but Rose is like, yeah, we're going to go. Like him and I, we're going to go. And then Riley's like getting this phone. I guarantee he's got a good one.
Yeah.
Fucking Kendall is. There's tough. Something going on there. Like,
guys, right from the start of the game, I could just like, I was like, what's up, man? He's like, or I said, I can't remember what I said, but he's just like, what? And I was like, nothing. Or I was looking at him and he's just like, what? I'm like, nothing. He had that look in his eyes.
Like, I know. I think it was Tate came out of the room and he goes, hey, like, I think something's wrong with Kendall. I'm like, no, he's good. Just wait.
Yeah, he's just pissed.
And then he missed that hit and you were kind of mad at him and you're like, well, fuck, tell him to go already. So I went over and said, well, if you're going to do it, fucking do it now.
Well, yeah, you could tell his head wasn't in playing the game because he like couldn't catch a pass and he was missing hits. And it's like, okay, either fight or play. Pick one. Like, fuck.
Yeah. It was a good tilt. It was a nice fight.
Yeah, it was a good fight. It needed to happen.
I love the way Kendall fought because it wasn't like your stereotypical like Ryan Reeves like fight where they're like you're grabbing on until you get a chance to hit. He just like went full on prison brawl mode.
Yeah, yeah.
Like me and Buddy from Cardiff.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of jersey jostling.
Yeah.
Just go. Just a brawl.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like I think that Cardiff game, the same one you scrapped, when he grabbed Moriarty and basically picked him up with one arm, I think Kendall really realized like, holy fuck, like I'm kind of strong here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
3 years too late.
I've been shoveling a lot of snow these days. I'm ripped.
Yeah. In the skid steer.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I see him out there running the shovel.
What did Mark send us here? This one's for Graham when it's done. I don't know what.
He was texting me some terms too about talent. I'm like, well, that would have been great pod material. I said, maybe practice next time. Fuck.
I'm immune to chirps. You can't chirp me other than Colkey.
Yeah. Forever.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably just block. I might cut that part out somewhere else. I'm going to get you.
Did you guys know there's a female junior league in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, the Super 7 League.
No,
playoffs. Senior league. Oh, sorry, not junior.
Yeah, I think Loveson has a team.
Yep.
Outlook.
Southwest. So Swift, I'm guessing.
Swift, yeah.
Saskatoon.
Gull Lake, probably. Probably centered in Gull Lake.
Yeah. Mark's the coach.
Yeah. And the Clippers, I'm going to go.
He washes their jockstrap.
Can't tell where they're from, but I'm going to go to the limb and say they're.
Maybe Kindersley?
Well, do they have the senior team?
Probably sniff some first.
They've got junior team all with the same name.
They have two senior teams.
And they're all the Clippers.
One's the Kodiaks, but.
Are they put in the same league?
No. One plays in that like no import league up there in that Crossroads.
Oh,
and the other one plays in the Southwest. Edam's in the Southwest.
Oh, Dodsland.
Yeah, you're thinking Dodsland.
Dodsland Stars. Fuck, look, this logo's yellow and I can't read it. It's just Clippers. There's something on top in yellow on the white. You just can't read it.
Was there anything else you guys want to talk about?
No, I'm dying over here. I think I got the plague or something. Dustin got vaccinated as a 30-year-old.
50? We're going off as elite prospects.
Yeah, I was told I had to.
You got vaccinated as a 72-year-old.
So, kid got his measles, mumps, and whatever. Rubella or whatever the fuck that is.
Rubalsis, my friend.
Yeah. So I got that.
You told that commercial?
Yeah, and then they give you the list of... side effects. It's like 400 things.
Rebulsis. I got a coffee for Rebulsis.
Yeah.
Same commercials. My friend thinks that.
Do we have to pull these out of here to go back in the bag or what?
I think just we'll unplug them and just put them in there. I don't mind this whole shop situation. It sounded good.
It sounded good. That's what I was like. We should just do it here. You don't have to worry about fucking shit going on over there. I think it's just these.
Yeah. What?
It's the mics. Like when we did it in the shop at Blaine's, it was the...
Oh, we had those like dinky ones.
Yeah, yeah. And it was fucking brutal.
Yeah. That was with Gary.
And I...
No.
It's...
You wouldn't have anybody.
It was me.
No, it was before Zach. I was a host. It was Zach.
Zach Graham.
That was here on the couch with those mics.
He's our least listened to episode.
Zach Graham?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not Marshall Holzer anymore?
It might be. Yeah. It might be. They're both counting down there. The Keith one did pretty well. I think we're up to like, I don't know, 200 or something. Which is...
What's the lowest one? 150?
Yeah, 150, something like that. I could bring it
up. What's the highest one? 500?
Yeah, 600 or something like that.
600. Which one is that?
I think on downloads. Like, I'm sure we have, there's more like listens, but that's just that's the only number I have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure more people have listened to it. That's just...
Like, I never download it.
I feel like that's...
To it, on
it might be like 600 people have finished it.
You download it so that you can listen to it on like an airplane or something, right? Or what?
No, I think it's just... That's just the unit that they give you. It's like centimeters. It's just... That's what they give you. Like, I feel like if you finish the episode, it counts.
I don't know.
But, like, that doesn't... If you start the episode and you get 75 minutes in, I don't know if that counts. I don't know.
Like, when I listen to any podcast on my... If I'm on Wi-Fi, it'll start auto-downloading other ones with the same episode.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll shut them all off. Because I don't want a bunch of downloads.
That's where you can, like, download them so you can listen to them without data.
That's right.
Well, I just don't know.
But if I do the opposite. I stop the downloads and listen to them all on data.
I just don't know if that's the same thing as what
they give you that unit, and I don't think that's the same
as when
you
download it.
Not too sure, but we got provincials and playoffs and Creolmas coming up.
Yeah,
that's what we say. You guys didn't bring Mark out for the Creolmas.
Big hockey game.
He's gonna be heartbroken when he hears that.
Yeah, but my liver's gonna
thank I'm on me. A team. I didn't make a team. So
yeah, we play you tomorrow.
Now I'm just like jumping on a team.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's great, great event.
Maddie's
yes,
oh, yeah. But don't put the two fucking Mydale teams against each other first game.
Why not?
Cause I
don't like how the schedule's like. Okay, whoever wins this game plays first in the morning. It's like, no, the winners should get like the later game. The losers get the punishment of being
like,
there.
You can still.
No. I like the way that, because then the winners are clearly the ones taking it more serious. So they get up, and the losers are just like, well, we're getting fucked tonight. We'll sleep in the morning, right?
You know, like.
That's a rec hockey.
The loser, like, you lose one game.
It's like curling Von Spiels, man. The A bracket goes first. The C bracket goes at 10:30.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a drunk little Tate though, so I might need to fucking throw that game to get the better time.
Tater. Well, we were talking about throwing that game to get the better time too.
Were you?
I was like, so we gotta lose the first game, so we don't have to be in Creelman for nine.
I know. I can't remember who I was talking. I was like, we should throw this game so we can like sleep in the morning because we're all getting after it. We got
that's gonna be the game of the tournament. Just two teams both trying to lose.
I've been in that situation once. We're in Green Cup in Vermilion, which is a road hockey tournament. And the first year I was in it, we lost in the finals, and you got nothing for losing in the A final, but you got like a wicked prize for winning the B final. And the team we beat to start the tournament won the B final in like a walk. And it was like, so the second year it's like, well, guys, we're just going to throw the first game and then coast our way to the B final championship. And I want to say it was like $1,000 or like $1,500. And like, it'd be a lot less stress, right? And we were trying to lose and we were up 4-0. It's like, ooh.
Are you
going to
buy winning the Calcutta?
No, we tried to win and I don't remember, but we beat them a lot.